Good morning.
大家早上好。
It's good to be back.
很高兴又来了，又回来了。
I want us to think about some things about ministry.
我想让大家想一想，就是传福音的事工。
You're probably thinking, well, I'm talking to just a certain, like the pastor, but he's not here, and then some of the leaders.
也许你想，这应该是牧师，或者一些，就是牧师今天也不在。或者是一些教会的就是长者的事情。
However, if you are a believer, if you are a Christian, then this message is for you.
但是然而如果你是个基督徒的话，那今天的信息就是给你的。
A well-known writer, his name is D. Elton Trueblood, said, if you are a Christian, then you are a minister. A non-ministering Christian is a contradiction in terms.
D.L.T. Trueblood 曾经这样说过，那如果你是一个基督徒，那你就应该是一个传道士。那个不传道的基督徒呢，是跟他的这个定义是相反的。
Keep in mind that ministers are not necessarily the pastor or leaders, maybe people who are in paid positions.
你要知道，就是这种传道的事工呢，并不是这些。能够有这个被有收入的人来做的这样的一事工。
A minister, by definition, is someone who is just seeking to serve God and also to serve others.
那其实这个传道事工呢，这个的定义其实是愿意服侍神，也服侍他人的一个工作。
It's often been said that people go to church because they want to be fed, to be served.
那我们知道，就是说，到教会呢，那就是为了吃饱了呢，然后就是可以有食物，然后就可以来服侍侍奉。
But is that really the reason why people should come to church?
那然而，这是不是就是人们来到教会的原因呢
？Like the idea of feed me, feed me, feed me.
所以教会到教会来就说，哎呀，要得喂养，得喂养。
And certainly, when you come to a church, you should be fed.
当然了，你到一个教会，你是应该得喂养的。
Should be fed spiritually the word of God.
特别你要那个在灵里，有神的话语的这个喂养。
Sure, you know, you want to hear good preaching and teaching and all that.
当然了，你要想听到好的教导讲道这。
But how many of us come to church so that we might look for opportunities to serve God?
有多少人到教会来是想要寻找一个服侍神的机会呢
？One of the biggest reasons, probably the biggest reason that, and I've done some little research on this, that many young people do not go to church anymore or leave church is for one reason.
然而就是有就是研究表明，很多的年轻人离开教会或者就是不去教会的一个很大的原因。
It's because the church, the leaders, the adults don't feel like the young people have anything to contribute. That somehow they can't serve in the church.
因为呢，就是教会里的领导或者成熟的人呢，认为这些年轻人在教会没有办法服侍。
When I pastored in Chinatown, New York City's Chinatown, for a number of years.
那我曾经就是在中国城呢做了多年的牧师。
I have many young people.
我遇到了很多年轻人。
I think the whole congregation was young people, basically.
几乎就是当时整个大部分的会众都是年轻人。
And I'm not just talking about high schoolers, there were college, young adult, married people.
我不仅仅是说那些高中生、大学生或者那种刚结婚的这些年轻人。
And what I wanted them to do is, in a sense, put me out of a job.
我其实想让他们做的事情呢，就是让我没有工作可做。
Because their role was to serve in the church.
因为他们的角色呢，就是要在教会里服侍。
I had developed leaders, young leaders that are in their 20s, to serve within the English-speaking congregation.
我要就是培养那些二十来岁的年轻人呢，可以在他们这个团，在这个团契里面都服侍。
But my ultimate goal is that maybe down the road, they will become the future leaders of the church.
那我当时的目标呢，就是希望有一天这些年轻人也能够成为这个教会的领导人。
And the church had a board with at that time we had the deacons and elders and trustees, and I wanted them to be able to serve on the board.
那当时呢，教会也是有这个长执会， 然后有管理层，那我也希望有一天他们能够在这样的岗位服侍。
But today I'm just going to be talking about the idea of we ought to be serving God and then we're serving one another.
那我今天呢要跟大家讲的就是说如何来服侍神以及彼此服侍。
Another definition of ministry is obedience to Christ.
那另一个侍奉的定义呢，就是我们对基督的顺服。
That affects our world.
那我们这个对基督的顺服呢，是可以影响我们所在的这个世界的。
In the passage that we read from Ephesians chapter 4,
那我们刚才在以弗所书第四章所读到的。
We're going to be looking at three principles of ministry.
我们可以看到呢，就是服事的三个原则。
Now keep in mind, this applies to you whether you are officially a leader or not.
你要记住哈，不管你是不是在教会有这个正式的岗位，那这个都是对你是实用的。
Because we are all to serve God and to serve one another in the body of Christ.
因为呢，我们都是在这个基督的身体里呢，要来服侍神，并且彼此服侍。
Before I go into the three principles, recognize the breakdown of the book of Ephesians.
那让我那个在讲这个三个原则之前呢，让我们先来看看这个以弗所书怎么样的细分。
It is very simple.
非常的简单。
The first three, there are six chapters. The first three chapters deal with what you have in Christ.
那前三章呢，就是说在基督里你有什么。
The second three chapters of Ephesians deal with what do you do with that?
然后以弗所书后面的中间的这三章呢，就是说那你在基督里有的这些东西，你要如何来使用。
Or more specifically, how do you live with all these blessings you have? How do you live for Christ?
那更具体的说，就是有着从神而来这么多的祝福以后，你要怎么样在基督里活？
What I'm getting at is that church should not be a spectator sport.
那我想给大家看到，就是说教会呢，不是一个看一个让你惊心动魄的一个这个体育比赛。
Sort of the idea that here you're sitting here during for a worship service.
就像比如说你在这里坐着来参加一个主日崇拜。
Is the worship service to serve me?
那这个崇拜是服为你服务的吗？
Or is it to serve God?
或者说这个崇拜是服侍神的。
You see, we have gotten in our heads thinking that church is like, or worship service is like, we are an audience.
那我们常常有这样的感觉，就是说我们来教会呢，我们像个观众一样。
And we are up here, whoever's serving up here, we are the performers.
然后不管就是服侍的这些人呢，好像都是表演者。
But isn't it that God is the audience?
难道你不没有看到其实神才是观众吗？
And we are the participants.
我们都是参与者。
We need to recognize that.
我们必须要认识到这一点。
And so we look at these three principles of ministry.
那我们就来看就是服事的这三项原则。
Notice in verses 7 to 10.
让我们注意到七节到十节。
The motivation for ministry.
那这就是说服事的动机。
Notice that the letter of Ephesians moves from this, particularly in the beginning of chapter 4, from this call to unity that we all should be, that we all recognize that we are one in Christ.
我们要记住去看到哈，这个以弗所书第四章一开始呢，就是我们被呼召要在基督的身体里合一。
We all have the same, we are part of the same body. We have a one Lord, one Savior.
我们呢都是一个主，一个救主。我们都是这个身体里的不同的就是部分。
Now Paul, the writer of this letter, goes into, well, how does this unity look?
那保罗呢就在这里讲的就是说我们这个合一的身体看上去是怎么样的。
How is this unity worked out in the church?
然后这样一个合一的身体在教会中是如何来运作的。
Notice here that's the idea of building this unity.
然后看到就是说来建立这个合一的身体。
The goal of using, and we'll talk a little bit more about these gifts that you and I have been given to basically attain to the unity of the faith in verse 13.
然后就在十三节中看到，就是说我们被给予了很多的这个恩赐，目的呢就是要让我们能够成为这个合一来服侍。
See, the motivation for ministry is the fact that if we are one in Christ.
那就是这个意思呢，就是说如果我们在主里是合一的。
If we have a common spiritual heritage,
那所以呢，我们在灵里呢就有一样的这个根源。
If we received really the same spiritual blessings in Christ,
我们在基督里所承受的是一样的这个祝福。
That ought to be the motivation to serve not just God, but to serve each other.
那这样就成为我们不仅仅是服侍神，也是彼此服侍的一个动机。
It's been said that you cannot outserve God.
那也就另一个就讲到，就是说你没有办法比神所做的服事做得更事工做得更好。
But have you ever thought about trying to outserve one another in the body?
那你有没有就是曾经这样，就是在教会里这样觉得你要比别人的服事更强
？Here in this passage it talks about the idea that you believers have been given gifts.
这段经文里呢就讲到，就是说这个信徒呢都被给予不同的这个恩赐。
It's really because of Christ's triumph and victory that he conquered death.
这原因呢，就是因为这个基督呢战胜了死亡。
He entered Satan's domain, defeated his and our enemies as sin, Satan, and death.
然后就是因为他打败了我们的敌人撒旦，然后就是成全了圣徒。
And this part of this idea of gift giving is that he's given us gifts.That we might serve each other.
然后就有这个观点，就是说，他给了我们不同的恩赐，要让我们能够彼此服侍。
By the way, a clarification on verse 9.
然后那也要看一下，就是第九节再讲清楚一点。
Verse 9 has been quite often misunderstood.
那第九节呢，常常被人误解。
It does not refer to somehow Christ descended into hell.
这个地方并不是说，就是说这个下降，就是说基督下降到这个地狱里去。
But it's referring to Christ's incarnation, his coming to this earth.
而是讲这个神道成肉身来到这个世界。
The idea, you see the phrase lower regions, basically is applying to the fact that he came from heaven to down below the lower regions of the earth.
然后就讲的就是说神呢在诸天之上。然后来到了这个地上。
It would be like saying the city of Chicago, where the city is Chicago. Do you understand? It's kind of that idea.
就像比如说你在芝加哥市，然后说这个城市。
See, the Paul's point here is to explain that Jesus paying the infinite price of coming to earth, suffering his eventual death on our behalf, qualified him to be exalted above the heavens.In order that he might rightfully have the authority to give gifts to his saints, to his people.
就因着基督呢，能道成肉身，来到这个世上，并又升上诸天，这样他就可以给这个众圣徒，可以能够给这个新生命这样的礼物。
See, by that victory, he gained the right to rule his church and to give gifts to his church.So that he might fill all things, which is the idea that he's going to exercise, or he is exercising his sovereignty, his control.
那也因着他呢，那个升上了诸天，所以呢，他就可以给他的教会有这样的权利，可以给他们让他们能够实行他的主权，能够让这个教会来完成所给的使命。
That's why Jesus is Lord. He is Lord of the church.
这就是为什么基督是教会的元首。
And he ought to be Lord of your life.
那他也要是你生命的主宰。
He ought to be number one. He ought to be the center of your life, where everything in your life revolves around him.
他必须是在你的生命中是最重要的，你生命的一切都要以他为中心。
And he wants to see his believers grow. He wants to see the body of Christ grow, his body.
他愿意看到他的信徒成长，他愿意看到他的身体，他的教会成长。
That's why he gave us spiritual gifts.
那这就是他给我们这个属灵的恩赐的，就是礼物的原因。
I'm not to go into great detail about spiritual gifts. You can probably study on your own, and also you can particularly look at scripture on this.
那至于这个什么属灵的恩赐呢？我不想再进一步的去仔细谈了。你可以去圣经中去读，然后能够学到更仔细的。
Question to ask you at this point.
那在这个时候呢，我想问一个问题。
Did you realize that each person who is a believer in Christ has at least one spiritual gift, maybe even more.
就是你是不是认识到哈，每一个基督徒至少有一个属灵的恩赐或者更多。
Now keep in mind that the gifts that he's given us is to be used to help serve one another.
你要知道哈，就是神给的这个恩赐呢，是要让我们能够彼此服侍的。
Do you know what your spiritual gifts are?
你知不知道你属灵的恩赐是什么？
Now I believe I have the gift of preaching and teaching.
我相信，我认为呢，我的恩赐呢，就是传道和教导。
And maybe in some areas like shepherding and leadership.
也许呢，另一个方面，比如说就是牧养或者带领。
There are certain spiritual gift inventories that one can take.
那就是这个属灵呢，有很多不同的恩赐让我们去可以拿。
And you can certainly look that up on the website, or and maybe the leaders can provide you with one.
然后，那也许你可以去一些属灵的网站去寻找，也许这个教会的一些领导也能，就是带领人可以给你一些建议。
One time years ago, when I was serving in Chinatown, that we gave a spiritual gift test.
然后我以前在那个中国城服事的教会呢，我们曾经就是对这个属灵的恩赐呢做了一些测试。
Now I got very strange results from my congregation.
然后我又从我的会众里呢得到了非常奇怪的这个答案。
You know, there's so many different spiritual gifts. There's a variety of different spiritual gifts.
啊，就看到有很多不同的这个属灵的恩赐。
And it's like there's teaching, there's leading, there's helps, there's hospitality, and different ones.
然后这里有教导啊，带领啊，就是照顾或者这种热情的款待。
When my congregation took the test, it came out that just about everybody thought they had the gift of helps.
然后我就发现，就是几乎所有的会众都有一个恩赐，就是做帮手。
And as a pastor, I thought my congregation is so lopsided.
然后呢，我就作为这个带领人呢，我就觉得还挺有挺向上的力量。
But I think they found out later, maybe through the use of or just be able to serve in the church, that maybe it wasn't necessary this gift of help.
然后就发现，就是说他们在教会可以服侍呢，不一定非要就是用这个能够做帮手这样的一个属灵的恩赐。
But we ought to be motivated to serve one another.
但是我们必须要有这种彼此服侍这样的动机。
I can say this maybe because Pastor Lee is not here.
我这么说呢，也许因为就是李牧师不在这儿。
But you know, ultimately, the what holds this church together is not necessarily one person.
要知道哈，把这个教会能够这个弄在团结在一起呢，不是一个人的事情。
What makes up Emmanuel Church here is every single person in the church, not one person.
所以其实要成为就是以马内利华人教会呢，是我们每一个人的事情，不是一个人的事情。
And we need to recognize that it is our church, not his church, Pastor Lee's, or anyone else. It is our church, right?
我们要认识到哈，这是我们的教会，不是他的或其他人的教会。
And I am not going to wait for him to serve me. I will take the initiative to serve other people in the church.
我不要等着他来服侍我，而是我们要主动的来服侍这个教会，来彼此服侍。
Now you might think, well, I don't even know what my spiritual gift or gifts are.
也许你会想说，我根本都不知道我有什么属灵的恩赐。
That's not ultimately important at this point.
然而在这个时候呢，这一点并不重要。
Because you will discover what your spiritual gifts and gifts are if you just get into the practice of serving one another.
因为如果你有了这种去服侍别人、彼此服侍这样的开始这样的投入的时候呢，你就会慢慢发现找到你这个属灵的恩赐。
Look for opportunities to serve.
然后要去寻找这个服侍的机会。
It could be teaching. It could be leading.
也许是教导，也许是带领。
It could be something that people don't even see, like putting away chairs. It could be putting away in certain churches that hymnals, putting away the hymnals, serving food. Those may not be spiritual gifts per se, but maybe within that there's a gift of hospitality, where you, particularly when my wife and I have done this, we've had people come over.
对，也许是一些看不到的施工，比如说把椅子放起来啊，或者 收一些就是唱诗的单子或者准备食物，有一些就是各种各样的事工。那在我身上呢，有时候我们就是开放家庭。
Now I don't know if my wife and I have the gift of hospitality, but there have been a few times where we served in particularly in the city, we had many of the young people come to our house.
我不能说我和我的妻子是有这种招待的恩赐。我们在城市的住在城里的时候呢，常常有很多年轻人到我们的家里来。
And I don't know if you know much about high school people, young adults, but they have a big appetite.
对，我不知道你们就是对那些年轻人啊、高中生有什么认识。我所知道的呢，他们就是都是还蛮有胃口的。
One time we had a stayover where they slept over our house.
那有一次呢，我就有让他们有这种过夜的一个聚会。
And I was kind of like the last person to go to bed to make sure everything is off and all that. But what do I find in the house?
然后呢，我是那个最后一个去上床睡觉的。那我就睡觉之前呢，就在屋子里检查一番。
Well, actually, my wife discovered this first. There were some girls in our group that were hungry.
因为我就其实是我太太先发现的，就是这一群孩子里面呢。有几个女孩她们很饿。
Well, even more serious was this one college guy that was looking around our kitchen.
然后特别就是有一个那个大学生就在我们这个厨房里找东西。
He said, Pastor Joe, what do you got to eat?
他就说，哎，那个郑牧师啊，你有啥吃的吗？
And he started looking around the kitchen, the table, what kind of snacks we have, looking in our refrigerator, see if he can clean out that as well.
然后他就看看，哎，桌上，厨房有什么吃的呀？然后看看这个，冰箱里有什么吃的。
But the idea that I'm trying to portray to you is that it is just our opportunity just to serve.
那我想让给大家就是这个描述的一个画面呢，就是说，哎，这就是我们这个服侍的一个机会。
We ought to be excited about serving one another, matter of fact.
就是不管怎么样呢，我们要为了就是能够服侍他人呢，觉得非常的这种激动人心的事情。
Because we recognize it pleases God.
因为我们要认识到呢，这样做是讨神喜悦的。
And we will do what we can to show our love to one another in the body of Christ.
我们要尽可能的来去照顾他人，来表达出来我们在主里在基督里是合一的。
That's part of the motivation for ministry, a sense of joy that we are serving God. It's not a drudgery.
那这个呢就是我们这个服侍的一个动机。看到就是说我们是在我们其实这个服侍人其实就是服侍神。
I had the opportunity to serve a guy, a high school, actually he's a high school graduate when I was working in a church in California.
那我在加州的那个教会这个工作的时候呢，有一次有机会就是服侍刚刚这个高中毕业的。
This high school guy was experiencing a lot of stress in his life.
那这个高中毕业生呢，在他的这个生活中，就是这段这个人生旅程中呢，有很多的这个就是紧张的事情。
He was thinking about committing suicide.
那他就是因为有很多的压力呢，他就想要自杀。
Now keep in mind, he was at the top of his high school class, the top high school in San Francisco, and he was valedictorian. His parents wanted him to go to some school like Stanford or Berkeley.
要知道哈，这个小孩呢是就是旧金山这个很好的这个高中的。这种很好的学生，那他的父母呢是希望他能够进 Stanford 或者伯克利这样的大学。
He was feeling all that stress because parents, as you know, some of you parents know that we put so much emphasis on education, right?
就像我们在座的一些家长，就是常常对这个教育呢有很就是非常的重视。
Just nod with me. Amen. Okay, because I know I come from a family, a Chinese family, where we all stressed education.
就是说，因为我是知道的，因为我们都是从我也是从这种非常注重教育的这样的中国家庭长大的。
One of the other high school counselors and myself, we decided we were going to help to encourage this guy and to restore him.
那我和另一个同工呢，我们就决定。就想要能够鼓励他，能让他重新恢复。
And so the other counselor had some time to talk with him. I had opportunities to play tennis with him, and I let him beat me in tennis.
就是另一个同工呢，就那个跟他谈心，那我就陪他玩，陪他打网球，让他能打败我。
Now, mind you, I thought it was a pretty good match because he was in a high school tennis team, but I could have made number three singles in college.
就是说我们俩还挺棋逢对手的，因为他呢是他们高中的里面就是排得很靠前的。那我呢也是当时在大学也是这个网球排名前三的。
But it wasn't one-sided. We talked and counseled him, but we also counseled his parents because they needed some encouragement and help as well.
那我们不仅就是在他身上做一些这个工作，也跟在他的父母身上也做一些工作。
You see, each of us have a part to play in the body of Christ.
要知道哈，我们每一个人在基督的身体里呢，都可以起到一部分的功用。Whether
you're teaching or leading or having people over your house, that kind of gift of hospitality the Bible talks about, any of these other gifts, that they're all important. Not that one is more important than the other.
也许是教导带领。 也许就是请人到你家里来表达你的这个招待，有招待人。不管你是做什么，就是都是服侍神，并不是说一个恩赐比另一个恩赐更有高的位置。
In Cantonese, when I was pastor of a church, they would call me the Cantonese, I would call the Muxi.
那就是说我用那个广东话，就是广东话，就是讲，是牧师。
But my wife would be called the Cantonese Simo.
那我的太太呢？广东话叫师母。
But our status didn't change. We're still people.
虽然我们被称为牧师师母，但是我们的这个身份并没有改变，我们都是人。
When we got married, and we got married in the church through the church in Chinatown, that when she became officially the Simo.
那我们就是在那个教会结婚呢，她就正式的成为了师母。
She had to tell people, reassure people, nothing has changed. I'm still Kathy.
那她就要让人们就是知道，什么都没有改变，她还是Kathy。
The whole idea is that everybody in the church has a role to play. Pastor, non-pastor, leader, elder, deacon, people who are serving food, putting away chairs, setting up equipment here like you do on Sundays.
就是在一个教会里，不管你的位置是什么，你也许是牧师、同工、带领者，或者就是来摆放桌椅的，或者来给大家准备食物的，或者像我们这个主任呢，需要能够把它就是弄得可以用场地，准备场地。We
need each other.
我们都彼此需要。
The Bible says that one part is not more than another. Where that one somehow that we really play a part with one another to help one another and serve together our Lord and Savior.
所以圣经呢告诉我们，我们在主基督，我们的主里面呢，我们彼此服侍，并不是这一个比另一个更重要。
Notice also the second principle of ministry.
然后我们也看到就是服侍的第二个原则。
It says in verses 11 to 13, basically, the principle of ministry is the method in ministry.
那这个11到第13节呢，就是第二部分，就讲到这个侍奉的一些方法。
And you will see in the passage, in verse 11, that he gives, there are certain gifts that are here.
那我们在11节呢，看到就是说，神呢有一些恩赐。
Obviously, this is not the complete list.
当然了，这个不是全部的。
There are other passages that give more gifts, spiritual gifts.
然后其他的一些圣经章节呢，指出其他的一些属灵的恩赐。
But did you notice that these four, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
我们注意到在这里呢，提到了五 五个哈，就是使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师。
Not only are they spiritual gifts, but they are offices of the church.
他们不仅是属灵的恩赐呢，也是教会里的一些职务。
These are like certain official capacities that are within the church.
这也是就是教会里的一些就是功用。
Notice here that pastors are listed here.
你要注意在这里有指出有牧师。
And literally that means shepherds.
那其实就是讲就是是牧者。
That we are caring for the people, the sheep.
那牧者他的主要的工作就是来照顾羊群。
But did you notice that this is not the complete list as I mentioned?
你也要注意到这个并不是这个属灵恩赐的完全的一个流水单。
But did you notice that these offices are God's instrument by which we will be, the rest of us will be equipped?
那就知道就是说那我们要知道这些恩赐呢是要让这个我们都能够装备好。
Do you know, do you understand the idea of being equipped?
你知不知道就是说装备这个被装备是什么意思？
In verse 12, it uses that word to equip the members of the body of Christ.
它就是这句话呢就是讲要成全圣徒各尽其职。
It's the idea that in the Greek, it's the idea of to make something suitable or useful.
那就是这个希腊文的意思呢就是说让它可以然后合适的意思。
It's to bring something from a place of ineffectiveness to a place of effectiveness.
就是把一个东西从不有效的这样的一个位置呢带到了有效这样的位置。
To make complete.
然后让它得以完全。
The word equip, if you did not know this, it was often used as a medical term for setting of bones.
就是装备这个词呢，你如果不知道的话，其实它是一个医学上的用语，就是把这个骨架给排好。
See, the idea of equipping is that Pastor Lee would be a more local example. His job or ministry is to equip you to do the work of the body of Christ.
就在这里上，比如说牧师他的工作呢，就是要来装备你。让你在这个神基督的身体呢可以服侍。
Maybe Pastor Lee could say, you know, I could do everything in the church.
也许这个李牧师说我这个教会所有的活我都能干。
Big jobs, little jobs.
不管大事小事。
But wouldn't it be more efficient use of his time, gifts, and abilities to be able to...particularly what God has called him to do as a pastor, as a shepherd, to equip you, to help you to be more, I guess the word is complete, to be more mature, to grow.
那然而呢，在就是因着他被呼召呢，更有效的方式就是他来装备你，然后让这个你能够更好，更有效的在基督的身体里来服侍。
That's why I want, in a sense, I think I would speak for Pastor Lee, that as a pastor,I want to kind of like be able to have you do the work of the ministry.
所以就是说，那个李牧师不在这，但是我是来讲。那牧师的功用呢，就是要来装备你，让你能够来做教会里所有的工作。
As a pastor, we are to preach and teach and lead and shepherd in such a way that you discover what your potential is.
那所以像我们这样，作为牧师呢，那他的功用就是通过讲道，通过讲道和这个牧养，然后让会友呢能够得到装备，能够在主里更有效的服侍。
Some people said that they call this like unleashing the church, that unleashing the potential of a church and help them to realize all they can be in Christ to help them to be more complete, to become more mature. Isn't that why God saved you in the first place? More than just going to heaven, saved from hell, He served you so you might.In Christ said, you might be more like him.
要知道，就是说，主拯救你，并不是只是说让你得救，让你能去天堂。他真正意思是说，要让你能够 更好的来就是来服侍。那也是就是讲的很多这个牧师的主要工作，就是让你的这个所有的这个潜能都发挥出来，能够让教会的潜能发挥出来，让每一个基督徒都能够装备好，在主里面能够有效的来服侍。
At some point, as a pastor, if I were your pastor, I would say, I want to basically free you to be the kind of person God wants you to be, to serve, to be able to utilize whatever gifts, talents, and abilities you have.
作为一个牧师呢，我就想，就牧师的工作就是说，把你能够解放出来，让你能够成为就是在主里面的这个得以完全，能够把你所有的这个恩赐都完全的发挥出来，来服侍。
You could even if you don't know what your spiritual gifts are, maybe you've got talents that God has given you to serve Him and to serve the church.
就是也许你还就是没有发现这个属灵的恩赐，但是你可能有才能，你的才能也可以被用来在教会使用。
Over the years, that I recognize that I have gifts in or talents in music.
那就是在过去的这些年日里呢，我就发现我在音乐方面还挺有才能的。
And what I would do is be able to inspire, motivate people that they would get excited about not just music, but excited about worship, about playing within the church, serving God, and in a sense, pass that on.
然后我就发现就可以在教会里来传递，用音乐这样的事工，让人们能够更对这个敬拜有热诚，然后把这样的这个负担能够传递出去。
I get excited about actually my favorite sport. Do you know what that is?
我也有我很喜欢的体育运动，我也每次也觉得非常的就是激动人心。你知道是什么吗？
You probably wouldn't guess looking at me.
如果你光看一看我的话，你可能也猜不出来。
My favorite sport is snow skiing.
就是说我最喜欢的这个体育运动是滑雪。
And I've gotten to the point where I'm an intermediate skier.
就是说我那个达到一种程度呢，就是这种达到中级，就是中级水平。
And I've enjoyed teaching young people how to ski, even though it's very tiring, particularly trying to pick them up off the ground when they fall.
然后我呢也很喜欢教年轻人滑雪，这个是个很累人的工作，因为他们经常就会摔倒，然后你要把他从雪地里拉起来，还蛮辛苦的。
I would tell them in kind of a youthful way, I get a rush. Out of skiing, going downhill fast.
然后那我就要就是能够很快的就是滑下去。
After I taught some of them, I say, "Hey, would you like to go with me on the Black Diamond?"
然后过一段时间，有时候我可能就会问，哎，你要不要跟我上这个黑道？
You know what the Black Diamond is, right? A really big, they call it moguls that you have to kind of ski around.
然后那你都知道那个黑道哈，还有那个有就是特殊的有蘑菇包的这样的。
I am passing on my excitement of skiing to young people, so they learn how to ski and they get excited too.
那我就把我对这个滑雪的这种热忱呢，这种对他的这个就是激动人心来把它传递给年轻人，然后让他们也对滑雪产生热忱。
That's a small idea of what we should be doing in the church.
那这就是我们在教会里面做一些事情的一些小主意。
See if you can try to outserve somebody in the church.
然后也看看你在教会里是不是可以类似的来服侍他人。
See if you can serve with the gifts and talents and abilities God has given you so that you might be, in a sense, just as gracious to other people as God was in giving you those things in the first place.
看看你是不是可以利用神给你的恩赐或者才干，然后让这样的恩赐和才干，因为是从神而来给你，你是不是可以传递给他人，然后让他们也能够经历相同的这个就是相同的感受。
A couple of the verses that many pastors use for closing prayer benediction is this one, but notice it has the word equip in it.
然后有很多那个牧师喜欢引用的一段经文做这个结束的祷告呢，里面就有这个装备这样的词。
Hebrews 13 verses 20 and 21 says, Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with every good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
希伯来书十三章二十到二十一节，但愿赐平安的神，就是那借永约之血使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
See, we equip the brothers and sisters in this body here when we make them ready for service or action, when we bring them to the place where they can do the work of the ministry and help build up Christ's body.
所以这就是讲我们要帮助这个主内的肢体呢，在各样善事上能够得以成全，让我们可以在这个主耶稣基督的身体里来彼此服侍。
That is helping people become what God designed them to be by His grace.
帮助人们呢，是能够成为在神的恩典里面所能够成为的讨神喜悦的样式。
First Peter 4 verses 10 and 11 says, as each has received a gift, you and I have received at least one gift, it says here, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's various grace. In other words, be a good manager of what God has given you.
所以在彼得前书四章十到十一节，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍。做神百般恩赐的好管家，若有，就是说呢，要让我们能够用神所赐给我们的恩赐来彼此服侍。
And the rest of that verse says, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. I'm not getting the glory. If I'm leading a worship, if I'm playing my guitar or playing my violin, that it's not about me, you know. And the temptation is like, look at me, look how wonderful I am up here serving God. But no, the idea is that.I am deflecting the glory to God. He gets the glory.
要知道我们的服事的目标呢，就是要叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。因为耶就是荣耀本来就归给他的。就比如说你弹吉他或者拉琴，就是在音乐上服事呢，并不是要让别人看你弹的或者拉的有多棒，而是说要让神得荣耀。
Do you understand what's involved in equipping?
你能不能够理解，就是说这个我们得装备得以完全是个什么意思
？It's more than discipling or training people.
不只是就是门徒训练或者培训他人。
Now listen to this list.
让我们来听一听这个单子。
It is loving, healing, correcting, even rebuking, comforting, supporting.Encouraging, restoring, whatever it takes to get brothers and sisters ready to serve.
要知道哈，就是爱、医治、归正、斥责、安慰、支持、鼓励、恢复，不管就是尽一切的力量呢，就要让弟兄姊妹呢可以能够就是得以这样的得到这样的装备可以去服侍。
It's this idea of building up one another.
是要让我们彼此来建造。
Matter of fact, you look at verses 13 to 16, this building has three overlapping goals.
然后那我们就是继续看十三到十六节呢，就是说那我们有三个目标。
The first is a two aspect unity of faith and knowledge.
那首先呢，就是有在合一的两个层面，一个就是在信心，另一个就是在知识。
And verse 14 it says maturity.
那十四节呢，讲的就是这个成熟。
This passage is referring to the fact that all of us could really be able need to be able to withstand to basically not get involved in false teaching.
那就是说我们每个人都要装备好，不要被这个假的假的理论所引偏离。
Are you growing in your faith that you know the Christian doctrine well, that you know what you believe?
就是说你是不是能够装备得很好，真正的认识我们信仰里的这位神，而不是偏移。
I remember one instance where I was in seminary.
我记得有一次我在参加一个就是一个交流会。
And we had heard about this girl that was in a church that was being approached by some Mormon missionaries.
然后那我那个我们就知道这教会里面有女孩子就有这个摩门教的人来找她。
This girl's pastor and some of their fellow seminary students, that they decide that we're going to meet with her and these Mormon missionaries.
那然后教会的他是教会的领导人呢，就是在这个就是因为他是参加这个神学院，那就想就是见这个跟他来传教的这个摩门的教的人。
And they were going to take on these Mormon missionaries.
然后他们就要跟这些摩门教的传教士呢，要来进行辩论。
Because this girl was a very young Christian, she didn't know a whole lot about the faith, about the Bible, and so they needed to help and help her with this.
因为这个女孩子呢，她刚刚信主，那她这个信仰的基础就是信仰刚刚开始，那他们就要来在这件事情上来帮助她。
Now the funny thing is that I was somehow indirectly involved.
很有趣哈，我正好呢，也就是通过一些事情呢，正好也跟他们有一些接触。
One of my pastor friends invited me to join them, and I was a little late because I had a preaching class that night.
然后那个有个牧师的朋友呢，就请我去。那我那天就是有点晚，因为要就是有一个。
When they started talking, when the, my friends started talking to these Mormon missionaries as well as this girl about what does it mean to be a Christian, to understand that it's all about God's grace.
那就是当就是他们就是这我的这个牧师朋友呢，就是跟这个女孩子还有这个摩门教的传教士在给他们讲的时候，就是说我们信仰呢也完全都是因为是神的恩典。
And Mormons generally, like a lot of other groups, that somehow to kind of like have a be able to please God, you got to do something to please God.
那就是摩门教的传道呢，他们是认为就是我们得做一些事情才能够讨神的喜悦。
But when my friends started talking about grace, and this is, I got there a little late, but I got the drift of what happened. That when they started talking about grace.And what it means to follow Christ in terms of that Christ loved us so much that he willingly went to the cross to die for us, that one of the Mormon missionaries, now if you notice, with Mormon missionaries, one of them is a senior and one is more of a junior kind of a partner.
因为我到的时候呢稍微有点晚，他们就在讲，就是说主要是讲我们的信仰呢是神的恩典，就讲到那个神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，让一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。那这个讲到这个的时候呢，这个摩门教你要知道，就是他们一般两个传教士，一个呢就是位阶比较高一点，一个呢稍微就是刚入门的。
The junior partner started getting interested.
然后这个就是这个排就是这个比较低一点的这个摩门的传教士呢，就觉得非常的有意思。
And the older senior partner kind of grabbed his arm like, let's get out of here. We have another appointment, supposedly.
然后这个年就是比较就是高级的一点这个传教士呢，就开始拉着他，就说哎，我们还有别的安排，我们还有别的约会，我们得走了。
And I had gotten there late, and I said, what did I miss?
然后我因为我去晚了嘛，我说哎，我错过了什么？
And I said, I'm a pastor as well, or I'm a pastor in training in seminary. And they go, oh, let's get out of here for sure. We're outnumbered, totally.
然后那我到那儿，因为我说，哎，我也是牧师，我是来这个神学院也是来上课的。那我能帮点什么？他们赶快说，哎，我们已经因为人更多了，我们得赶快走了。
That's the illustration that we help one another, that we are helping one another to grow in their faith. Maybe some people who are not as strong in their faith, we would like to come alongside and help them to grow, to be more like Jesus Christ.
所以这就是一个例子, 就是说我们怎么样帮助那些, 如果他们在信仰上还不够成熟, 能让他们不偏离。
See, there's a third goal too that I didn't mention is Christ-likeness.
那然后还有第三个目标呢, 就是要像基督。
The greatest act of love you could ever give is to love another brother or sister in the body and to such an extent that you want them to be more like Jesus Christ.
所以就是说你这个就是讲到就是你爱你的弟兄姊妹到了一定的程度呢你愿意让他更像基督。
That is our goal, isn't it?
这就是我们的目标，不是吗？
Jesus wants us to love one another, didn't he?
耶稣愿意让我们就是彼此相爱。
The very first thing he prayed for at the Garden of Gethsemane was to pray for unity among his disciples.
所以在那个哥西玛尼园，耶稣为我们所做的第一个祷告就是要让我们合一。
Did you notice that some of the tools we're equipping that are found in Scripture?
你知道就是这个圣经里面告诉我们一些装备我们的工具吗？
I mentioned the Bible.
我讲到了圣经。
Are you studying the Bible? Are you studying His Word?
你是不是有学习圣经，学习神的话语？
Are you taking a daily active interest in reading it?
你是不是每天都花一些时间来读它？
How about praying? Are you praying that not only for yourself, but praying for other people?
或者那个就是祷告，你不是不仅只为你自己祷告，也为他人祷告。
The other two tools for equipping you may not think about, but it's testing.
还有就是查验。
God is testing our faith along the way.
就是我们这一路走来呢，神都在验查我们的信心。
And then suffering, maybe don't think about that one particularly.
然后就是受苦，那你们可能常常也没有想到这一点。
If you are seeking to live for Christ, that you recognize there will be times that will be difficult.
如果你是真心要服侍神的话，你就会发现有的时候还蛮吃苦的。
But it's all part of God's design for us to grow.
然而这是神要设计的，要让我们成长所必须的。
Notice the third principle of ministry.
让我们知道就是这个服侍的。
Verses 14 and 16 talks about the mission of ministry.
然后第14节到第16节呢, 谈到就是侍奉的使命。
See, the idea is that we want to grow and to mature in Christ. Every single one of you ought to have this desire to mature in Christ, but not just for yourself individually, but your desire is that you want to see everybody in this room, the person next to you, the person in front of you, behind you, all around you, that you want them to be more mature in Christ.
所以我们的目标就是在座的每一个人，不仅是你自己，还有你旁边前后左右坐的这些人，每一个人都在基督里成长，然后成熟。
Now, you need to keep in mind that we're all at different stages in our spiritual life.
那我们也要认识到，我们每一个人呢，都处于我们灵命的不同的光景。
We also, some of us grow faster or slower than others.
有些人呢，比别人快或者慢成长的。
But we in the church should recognize, not just Pastor Lee or some of the leaders, but everyone in this church should have this mindset that we don't want to leave anybody behind.
就是我们除了牧师，我们教会的每一个人都要有这样的心智，就是不愿意有人落下。
That's the mission of ministry, is maturity.
那这就是这个侍奉的使命，就是要得以成熟。
Stable in our realm of doctrinal truth that nobody can budge us in terms of our faith, just like mentioned about the example of that girl that was approached by Mormons.
然后就是像我前面讲的那个女孩子的那个故事，就是每个人都不会在这个信仰上面来半跌。
And then maturity should be motivated by love.
还有就是我们这个成熟呢，要以爱为动机。
And we will seek to proclaim the truth.
我们要追求来宣讲这个真理。
Didn't Jesus come, this idea that he came full of grace and truth?
你是不是就是说有没有明白，就是基督来就是为了他的恩典和这个真理。
See, not only to love one another, but we are to speak the truth into another person's life.
我们不仅要彼此相爱，我们还要在彼此在生命当中呢，要说诚实话。
To help them to recognize who they are, and most of all, they should remember whose they are.
就是要让我们认识到，不仅我们是谁，还要让我们认识到我们是谁的。
Again, serve the Lord in whatever ways are needed.
就是说，用另一句话就是说，我们要来服侍神，用各种不同的方式。
Go up to Pastor Lee if he were here and say.Pastor Lee, how can I serve the church? How can I serve God?
也许你就来要问李牧师说，我怎么样来服侍神？我怎么样在教会服侍？
Maybe there's some areas you want to serve in. Maybe there's some areas you have a passion for.
也许你是想在某一个领域服侍，或者你对某一样服侍有这个热忱。
Maybe what you enjoy doing.
或者是你喜欢做的事。
I get excited about skiing, therefore I pass on that joy to other people.
就比如说，哎，我很喜欢滑雪，那我就把这个对这个滑雪的热爱呢，来传递给其他的人。
What you enjoy doing or have a passion for may be a clue as to how God has gifted you.
那就是有的时候你可能对某一项事情的这个热爱呢，就是神给你的这个恩赐。
In closing, I want to share a little story.
那我想在结束的时候呢，给大家讲个小故事。
As I would say, let's talk turkey.
我有时候就来，我们讲讲火鸡。
It's a little too early for Thanksgiving, but I want you to think about this.
就是虽然这个还离感恩节还蛮远的，但是我想让大家想想这个事情。
Comes from an illustration I found from Dr. Tony Evans, and this is a wonderful illustration.
那我是在 Tony Evans 这个博士写的一本书里面那个记载的。
Have you ever seen a turkey?
你有没有见过那种火鸡？
I don't mean the one that's sitting on your table, okay?
我不是说那种已经做熟了在你桌上的那个火鸡，是活的火鸡。
Turkeys are interested in one thing. You know what that is?
这个火鸡呢，只对一件事情感兴趣。你知道是什么事儿吗？
It's no different than we as Chinese people. We like to eat.
就跟我们中国人一样啊，就是爱吃。
But they can't fly.
他们不会飞。
They try, but they don't go anywhere.
他们试着要飞，但是反正他们也飞不远。
They just take in food and waddle around.
他们呢，就反正吃东西，然后就摇摇摆摆的四处走一走。
Wherever you see them, they are waddling. Waddling and eating, but not flying.
就是说不管你在哪儿看见他们，你就看他们摇摇晃晃的那么走，然后也看他们就在那儿吃，然后也不飞。
There are a lot of Christian turkeys today.
所以就是当今的基督徒呢，有很多火鸡。
I hope you don't take this personally. Or maybe should. Maybe you should.
我希望你不要认为是这人身攻击，或者你也要这样去想。
They waddle in on Sunday morning and sit down to be fed.
然后他们就在星期天的早晨摇摇晃晃的就来了，然后就等着喂养。
Then they get up and waddle out.
然后他们就又起来，又摇摇摆摆的走了。
Then they waddle back next Sunday to be fed.
然后下个星期天呢，又摇摇晃晃的又进来了，又等着吃。
Before waddling out again.
然后就又那个摇摇摆摆的走出去了。
And they wonder why they can't fly anywhere and why they are stuck at ground level.
然后他们总是想啊，为什么老是就是在这也不能飞，只能在这个地上摇摇摆摆的走来走去。
Let us not be Christian turkeys.
让我们都不要做这个基督徒的火鸡。
But let us be like eagles that soar.
让我们都可以成为那个高飞的鹰。
That we will rely upon the power of God to help us to be all that we can be as a church.
我们都要靠着神的能力，让我们都能够来起飞，能够来服侍教会。
I'm going to be in closing. I'm going to be looking at the possibility because of my years of experience as pastoring to serve this one particular organization as a consultant.
就是在这结束的时候呢，我也想讲一讲，就是我服侍的有一个方面呢，就是提一些建议。
And if I get accepted, that one of the things that I'll be doing will be helping to revitalize Chinese, Asian American, multicultural churches, especially on the East Coast.
就是如果有可能的话呢，我会在东海岸呢来做一些鼓励，建造这种跨文化多元化的这样的中国教会这样的工作。
But as much as the consultant can help，
就是作为一个就是这种建就是短期建议的人能够所做的事情。
The burden of responsibility is on each of those churches to want to grow。
然而就是说每一个教会其实这个负担呢。
And man, I know a lot of churches, Kathy and I would testify, there are a lot of churches that are struggling right now. It's been said that on the average, about 1,000 churches a day close.
就是说这个平均数哈，差不多每天都有上千的教会要关门了。
But some of them are on life support, be really honest, some of these churches. I hope that this church doesn't become one of them. I hope that you recognize that the life of the church begins with each and every person, doesn't hang on one pastor, but the responsibility of growth individually and as a whole body lies with us, doesn't it?
我希望呢，这个教会的每一个人都意识到，这个教会的成长是我们每一个人的任务，而不是只是某一个牧师或者某一个人的任务。
And we have been in these churches. I've spoken to some of these churches, and you know it's depressing.
就是说，我去的一些教会，有时候就觉得，就是看到那个光景，觉得非常的这个心里很难过。
I think expression it holds true that I can see the handwriting on the wall.
就是说，如果那个对的话，哈，就是我就感觉到，就是看到了墙上的那个字。
I hope that we recognize that we are a body that we have a lot to invest in this church.
我希望我们能够认识到，我们都是神的身体，我们在这个教会要做很多的投资。
That each and every person recognize that they have a part to play in this church.
然后我们每一个人都认识到。你在这个教会有你的这个职位，你需要在这里来发挥你的功效。
Do not sit on your hands and just be a spectator, but rather be a participant.
不要只是坐在那儿作为一个观察者，而是作为一个参与者。
And so that Pastor Lee and myself and other leaders can see that we are serving one another left and right, and it's so exciting.
然后让就是我们作为李牧师或者其他牧师看到，我们都非常激动人心的想要彼此服侍，我们彼此帮助。
I have often said that and I've done this before as a pastor is to you ever had sign up lists?
就是我以前作为牧师呢，常常做一件事情，就是一个表格，你可以主动来写，你可以做什么事情。
Now you ask people to sign up to serve or to participate or help out in this or that.
然后你就放一个纸在那儿，让大家写，可以在哪些事工上服侍。
And there are times where the sheet is blank, nobody signs up for it.
有的时候整个那张纸全是空白的，没有一个人到上面去把。
As a pastor, I'm trying to get people to serve. Some of them are kicking and screaming, like, oh, I don't really want to serve this or that.
然后作为牧师常常面对的就是有人来就是大声的来抱怨说我不能做这个事情不能做那个事。
And there are times I feel like I have to stick a gun to their head.
我就觉得我都得拿把枪来逼着他。
Because in order for this ministry to happen, people have to get involved.
因为我要知道就是如果要想一件事工能够进行下去必须要有人的参与。
I can't do the ministry of the church as a pastor. The ministry of the church is the responsibility of everybody in this church.
作为一个牧师，我没有办法就是来启动教会的施工。这个每个基督徒教会的成员是施工的必须的部分。
Think about what your role is to play here.
你们要想一想，你在这里你的角色是什么
？Let's close with prayer.
让我们来以祷告来结束。
Heavenly Father, we recognize that the life of Emmanuel Church does not depend on one person or two people or three people.
亲爱的天父，我们认识到这个以马内利这个教会不是只靠一个或者两个三个人的一个教会。
Everyone in this room is a part of this church.
在座的每一位都是这个教会的一部分。
And I hope that everyone here would know what their spiritual gifts and gifts are.
愿我们每一个在座的都能够认识到我们属灵的恩赐是什么。
Because you've given them that so they might be able to serve within that and to be able to do all they can be within that.
因为主，我们知道就是你所给我们的恩赐，就是要让我们用恩赐来服侍教会，要让这个恩赐发挥到完全。
But chances are, I'm thinking that maybe very few people here know what their spiritual gifts or gifts are.
也许我们只有很少的人在座的认识到，就是我们属灵的恩赐是什么。
But that is not an excuse for not serving in the church.
然而，这却不是我们不服侍的借口。
And it's not an excuse for not serving you.
这也不是我们不服侍你的借口。
Father, we do pray that we might be motivated to serve one another because you served us in Jesus Christ.
主，我们祷告，愿我们都有这样的动力来彼此服侍，因为你在神里已经先服侍我们。
If your love so motivated you to go to the cross to die for our sin, can we do any less than by love to be able to serve one another because of that love for you, for us?
因着你的爱是如此的大，因着你的爱，你为我们死在十字架上，那我们也因着这样来被有动力来彼此服侍。
Empower us by your Spirit, fill us with your Spirit.
愿你的圣灵充满我们，赐给我们力量。
Help us to be the kind of church that will glorify you.
愿我们这个教会能够成为荣耀你名的教会。
In Jesus' most precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.